Unemployment remains at 9%, which means a lot of Americans are living with less, making hard decisions about spending the money they have. Maybe some of you making decisions like, how do you pay your mortgage or rent? How do you handle those unexpected expenses? Like when your kid needs money for a school field trip or the beloved family pet is sick. Can you afford to spring for a vet? Well, to give people who don't already know a taste of this life, Urban Ministries of Durham, North Carolina, a nonprofit with no religious affiliation, teamed up with McKinney Advertising to create an online game called Spent. It's been played almost a million times by people around the world. It's being used in schools, and Capital One, a bank, even used it to train employees at its credit card branch. Jenny Nicholson is a copywriter at McKinney and one of the people behind Spent. She joins us from WUNC in Durham. Jenny, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Now, in the past on the program, we featured something called the Poverty Simulator. It's where people can actually go into a room and go from spot to spot and go through these kinds of decisions. But yours is a virtual game that sounds like it does much the same thing. Walk us through your game.
Basically, what happens in Spent is that you're told that, like many, many Americans, you've just lost your job. And like many Americans, you've spent a few months trying to live on your savings, and you've pretty much come to the end of that. And so it challenges you to get a low-paying job and to see whether or not you can make it for 30 days without running out of money.
Yeah. And what are some of the challenges that are thrown at you as you try not to run out of money?
There are things like you're invited to opt in for health insurance, which many low-income workers are eligible for. The problem is that if you choose to opt in for health insurance, that ends up taking a huge chunk out of your paycheck. So that's a big one. Another one is you might wake up one morning and you're feeling really sick, but you don't get sick time. So your choice is do you stay home and lose an entire day of pay, or do you go in even though you're sick?
Sure, these kinds of decisions. We see elsewhere your child is maybe embarrassed about getting free lunch at school and asks to bring lunch from home. How did you do this? I mean, how did you come up with these examples? Some, you know, some might know them from their own personal lives.
One of the things that I used was my own life as a child growing up. We didn't have any money, so I got to plumb some of those depths, which is therapeutic.
Well, your mom was a single mom and a waitress, so what are some that might have come from your life?
For example, the one about your child doesn't want to get free lunch.
Yeah.
And so instead wants money to be able to buy their lunch like some of the other kids, and you don't have it, actually was a personal one. So there were a couple in there. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we did was we worked a lot with Urban Ministries of Durham, making sure that the kind of challenges we included were really true to the lives of the people they were serving. And then thirdly, as I did a lot of research, I read a lot of books, I read a lot of scholarly articles on sort of the working poor and some of those people who get kind of caught in between, and they're working, but it's just not enough to make ends meet.
You know, I'm thinking a lot of people in their 20s, unless this was also their life experience, may not know that families are scraping together money to pay for, lacrosse equipment for somebody who wants to play on a team and these expenses that come along.
And that was one of the big decisions that we made when we first came up with the game, was deciding to make it so that you have a child. Because a lot of people, even we talked to people in their 20s, were like, yeah, I could do it on my own if I had to live in a box or something like that. But the second you have another person that you're responsible for, it gets a lot harder to make some of those decisions. And you're also trying to take care of yourself, take care of your family, get by, but also be a good influence and role model for your children, and it forces you into some pretty tough positions. And I think a lot of people who aren't familiar with what it's like, it might be easy sometimes to dismiss people who are struggling as lazy or immoral because they haven't been in that situation. They don't understand that there are circumstances where there is no good choice.
Well, I understand that, you know, in addition to working with Urban Ministries there in Durham, you started noticing something that was happening on some of these online virtual games that people play, like Farmville and Mafia Wars, where, you know, people actually have to, you know, buy and stock up things to play the game. What were you noticing?
Yeah, I think it was definitely a confluence of a couple different things that came together to sort of make the game come to life in my mind. The first one is that we'd been working with Urban Ministries of Durham for a couple of years, and they recently kind of changed their mission statement. They wanted to highlight the fact that a good 75% of the people they work with aren't actually homeless, but are people who are on the brink of becoming homeless. And so that was percolating in my mind, that idea of how do we bring that experience and the process of getting to Urban Ministries of Durham to life for people. And at the same time I was pondering that, my Facebook feeds were getting crowded with all these people on Farmville and Mafia Wars, you know, things like Mark needs a shovel for his farm. Susan needs some seeds to plant sweet potatoes.
And these are just reminding people, these are virtual games where you buy a virtual shovel.
Exactly. And everybody's used to seeing them. And I thought, what would happen if you saw something come up that said, Jenny needs to borrow $100 because she can't pay her bills this month? To take those virtual games that people were having fun playing with and bring something incredibly real into the picture.
Yeah. So now people are playing it around the world. Your goal was to build empathy. Mm-hmm. Is that happening, or is it sort of just a game? Is it like, God, I really want to see how I can come out of on the other end with $600?
I think at first we were worried that that might be the case, that people would just be like, ha ha, this is fun, I had to put my dog to sleep. But that's not happening at all. I actually had the opportunity to go and play Spent with a group of fourth graders. They were arguing over whether or not to send your child on the field trip. And the group that was lobbying to not send the child on the field trip outweighed the other group. And so we clicked the button, don't send them on a field trip. And then they found out that because they didn't pay the money, their child had to sit in the office while everyone went on the field trip. And the look on those kids' faces was just, they were able to really understand and build empathy and see how hard it can be. So that's been a really rewarding part of it.
But there have also been critics. They say that it's unrealistic, simplistic, political propaganda. One person says, geez, the rent question is ridiculous. The minimum you can select is $600. But I bet you can find lower rents than that outside Durham. I don't know. I saw that posting and thought, I don't think you can find $600 pretty much anywhere around Boston.
That's, you know, we actually use the fair market rent calculation for Durham, North Carolina, Durham County, not Durham City. And actually, I dropped it down a little bit below that fair market rent. The people who were most vocally critical of the game were people who had lived in kind of the circumstances from the game, who had been really, really poor, and who had worked their way out of that. And they said, well, no, you could get a roommate, you could do this, you could get that, you could reach out to people. Which was interesting, because my first thought is, well, you're a really good model for us all, but you know what it's like. You know all the details. You know of the hard day-to-day struggle. And the people that the game is for is really people who maybe have never had to do that. But then again, for every person who's been in poverty and criticized it, there have been four people who said, that's my life. That was my life.
Jenny Nicholson, one of the minds behind the online game Spent. It was developed by the company she's with, McKinney, an advertising company, in conjunction with one of their clients, Urban Ministries of Durham, North Carolina. We'll hook you up at our website, hereandnow.org. Jenny, thanks so much.
Thank you.